It will become clear, however, that there is a great deal of similarity in the communication patterns of humans and dogs. As a psychologist, I'm perfectly happy drawing conclusions about human learning based upon data obtained from rats or monkeys. And the same is true of most researchers. This would be clear folly if one believed that human learning is radically different in kind from that found in other animals. Therefore, I'm often surprised that, when the question turns to language and communication, some behaviorists lose their belief in the continuity of abilities across species and insist that there is a radical difference separating human language from animal communication. Whether true language is unique to humans is an interesting question with a long and fascinating history that will unfold during our attempt to learn how to understand and speak the language of dogs. 1. Conversations with canines. The argument was very sound, and coming from a master's mouth would have been lauded for its truth. But since the author was a hound, its merit went unrecognized. Jean de La Fontaine, 1621 to 1695. The Farmer, the Dog,